Nolte, private aircraft flew Prince Charles 16,000 miles days before Greta meeting. By John Nolte on January 27, 2020. Prince Charles took three flights on private jets and a helicopter before meeting the activist Greta Thunberg, reports the Daily Mail. Here we go again. The Daily Mail lays out in graphic detail all the private flights Prince Eco-Hypocrite took in just 11 days, and includes the math, which adds up to 16,000 miles, 162 tons of carbon emissions, four flights with Charles on board, five flights without him on board, flying empty to pick him up and return to base, all at a cost of £280,000, or roughly $360,000 American dollars. The Daily Mail adds that in just 11 days, Charles spewed more than 18 times an average Briton's yearly total of carbon emissions. Worse still, Prince Planet Killer did all of this irreversible damage to Gaia just before he went to meet the world's most famous high school dropout, climate alarmist Greta Thunberg. Prince Polluter met the 16-year-old Thunberg at the World Economic Forum in Davos last week for a photo op. A big deal was made of the fact Charles drove an electric Jaguar to the forum, as though the carbon burned elsewhere to charge the car somehow doesn't matter. Naturally, Prince Planet Rapist is claiming none of this is his fault. Global travel is an inescapable part of the prince's role as a senior member of the royal family representing the UK overseas, a spokesman told the Daily Mail. When he travels, he does so at the request of the British government. He does not choose the destinations any more than he chooses the means by which the journeys are undertaken. What a joke. You're trying to tell me Charles has no choice in the matter, no power, no say. You're trying to tell me there is no way for Charles to take a commercial flight, especially when events are planned well in advance? You're trying to tell me, Charles could not insist on flying commercial? Of course he could. He chooses not to. And once again, we get a good look at our ugly eco-elite and the fact their very own behavior is not only hypocritical, but proves they themselves do not believe the planet is on the brink. People who truly believe the planet is on the brink, as the hysterical Charles obviously does, do not willy-nilly contribute to the crisis in this way. What's more, look at how elitist these liars are. To save Mother Earth, Charles won't give up his private flights, won't exchange his private jet use for the horrors of flying first class on a commercial airline. But his stupid cause demands the rest of us to give up things like our cars and our air conditioners and our outdoor grills. Worse still, like all eco-fascists, Charles demands third world countries remain impoverished slums because the planet comes first, while he refuses to give up something as unnecessary and carbon-producing as private air travel. Imagine the example Charles would set if he demanded to fly commercial, in cozy first class. But he won't. Heaven forbid, he should rub elbows with his subjects, with us commoners. Heaven forbid he risks vacating his velvet bubble. Charles is only interested in ruling over us, in destroying our standard of living so he can feel virtuous about himself. These people are fascist monsters. Meanwhile, in the real world, the scientific community and environmental movement have not gotten even one prediction correct, but they do have a perfect record of getting 41 predictions wrong. Oh, actually it's 42, I mean 43. Climate change is a hoax created by elites as an excuse to grab control of every aspect of our lives. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.